Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so Kareem Jackson showing up. I like it. Showing up like a 14-year vet would. So we start our third and final hour. Open phone hour, with the exception of the ATP. This guy made me laugh, and this guy's never made me laugh. Ever. This guy's never even made me smile. I don't even know that I've ever seen a submission where I said, hey, good job. Well done. I think normally it's kind of like, learn how to spell your own name and stop bothering me. Except this made me laugh. Not smile, but laugh. I'm talking about Geoff and Lincoln. So Geoff and Lincoln got nice. He got busy. He actually produced up his tweet. He writes, you're going to sit there on live television and tell me that this is the same person. Dear God, Jack Savage has only worked for the jungle for a few months. In that short amount of time, he looks like he has served two presidential terms. Hashtag stressed. And he's got a side-by-side. Well, to be fair, you're not wrong. Also, to be fair, running the board even one day is like 6 months of dog years. You know, it's not easy. It's a hard job. Everybody who's worked here essentially said it's a hard job. Almost everybody. There's a couple of absolute warriors and robots that never blink. But for the most part, yeah, people are not used to working the way we work. They're not used to coming in as early as we come in. They're not used to the grind that we have. Yeah, he looks like he's been president for two terms already. Very presidential. Let's see the Secret Service following around Jack Savage. Nice job, Geoff. For you, that's funny. That's actually very funny. Hey, Jim, Jack Savage and Cindy are not the only new face behind the glass. Early ATP, what happened to your gamer? What is the new face behind the glass on your wrist? Jake in NYC. It's too soon, dude. Wait for the ATP. Don't jump the gun. Watch people know. Watch people are always checking other watch people. Oh, dude, speaking of which, I mentioned I had a night Saturday night. Without getting into the night, I will give you one aspect of the night. How do I do this without coming off as a total bag? Total bag. All right, I think I can do it like this. So I meet this guy, and without giving up who the guy is, because I don't want to give up who the guy is, I meet this guy randomly out Saturday night, and he's eyeballing my watch. And the watch that I have, I'm trying to be careful how I say this. I have maybe five watches in my whole collection, but they're all pretty nice pieces. Four of them anyway, really nice pieces. I've got one piece that is an AP, and if you know watches, that's a really nice piece. Like, that was my dream. When I was back, I haven't bought a normal watch since my daily driver that you see on this show. And I bought that in 2015. So I haven't bought a watch in 8 years, except for the one that he mentioned that I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing the other one, the 2015. And this guy is eyeballing it. He's like, yo, man, that costs X. I'm like, pretty much. He goes, I'll give you Y for it. Y was one-fifth the actual cost. I'm like, hey, Warren Buffett, why would I do that? I know you've probably had one or five too many, but why would I take my favorite ticker that I paid X for and sell it to you for Y? The hell do I look like, man? Watch people. They're generally more respectful than that. That dude was a little off. All right, what else we got here? If he's watching right now, he's not going to like that. But, dude, you can't tell me I'm wrong. You offered me Y for a watch that cost X. Why would you do that? The point of watch X is, one, you get enjoyment in wearing it. And two, watch X retains its value. Nobody gets rich on X. Watch X. Nobody retires on Watch X, but nobody ever loses any money on Watch X. That's part of the reason to get it. You know that because you knew the watch. So why are you offering me why, man? Because it's a D-bag move. You were being that guy. When what did I do to inspire that? Nothing. Watch people. All right, what else we got here? 1-800-636-8686. I'm trying to get somebody in here. I'm trying to get somebody in here and qualified for the smack-off. If not, just send me a prediction video. That works too. All right, so why don't I give you a quick Rome family update? Because I've got a feeling. Here's the thing about the Rome family update. For the longest time, I never, ever wanted to talk about the fam on the show because I know that one of the things that people hate most in, like, life, much less on air, is when people are going on and on and on about their kids and their vacations and their pictures. Like, nobody likes that except Dodger Jano, who loves that. Dodger Jano cannot get enough of that. If you ever meet my wife, be prepared to not go anywhere because she's got 50 questions for you. And they're all sincere, and she wants to know all about you. But I know that most people don't want that. In fact, every time we meet somebody new, I always tell them, wait, hold up, Al. Before DJ gets going, just know you're going to be here for a while. And we all laugh, and then they are there for a while. So anyway, my point is, for a long time on this show, I didn't talk about the family for two reasons. One, I thought that nobody cared, and nobody wants to hear that, because they don't in real life. And number two, kind of protective, kind of private. But then the world opens up and everything's an open book, right? So I talk more and more about the family and I talk about the boys. And you know this. And strangely, whenever I post about the kids, not very often, they outperform any other post I do about any of my takes. So a quick Rome family update, and especially because you know the boys. So I've got a feeling that some of you listening are going through something similar to this. Or have gone through something similar to this recently. As you know, it's graduation season, especially in our family. Not only that, it's empty nest season. So we were in Madison, Wisconsin recently to see our older son Jake graduate, which was an amazing weekend. And I gave the commencement speech for the graduating journalism and mass communication school. And I was able to share the same stage with my son, which was an all-time life highlight for me. Maybe not for him, but for me and Dodger Jano. Jake hit me up this morning, in fact. Jake hit me up this morning to tell me that he started his new job, his first job post-college, at a production company, and he's fired up. So that obviously fired me up as a parent. Then younger bro, Logan, a.k.a. Rogan Loam.
Rogan Loam.
Saturday night was prom night. He's a senior. He's going to graduate himself soon. He's already going to head off to Boulder and be a Colorado Buff. That was before Prime got that job. He was already committed. Not to play baseball, but to party. Get an education. So what's interesting about that, and again, I think a number of you listening, fathers and mothers, can relate to this. Logan played his last ever baseball game Saturday. Truthfully, I think that Logan, based on the research that I did, based on what I know, based on the people I've spoken to, Logan probably could have played some small college baseball somewhere. But he decided that he'd rather get the full college experience in a desirable location as opposed to being all in all the time playing college ball for some small school in a small town or even worse, at a school too close to home, if you feel me. Like, he wanted to get the hell out. And I get it. So the regular season ends. His team just misses the playoffs and he's done. Like, he's good. Meantime, Janet and I are waiting to find out whether or not Logan gets any all-league recognition because he played his guts out this year, man. He worked really hard. I was so proud of the kid. And we knew that he'd already been invited to a pretty prestigious senior showcase with some of the best players from his league going up against some of the best players from other leagues in the area. Dodger Jano and I are all about it because we think it's a tremendous honor and he earned it. And selfishly, we want to see him play one more game. One more game. Who doesn't want to see their kid play one last game? Not to speak disparagingly of my own kid, because I adore the kid. I love him to death. If you follow my Instagram account, you know how proud I am of the kid and the season he just had. He had an ERA of under a run. Under a run, coming out of the bullpen as this year's closer. But he made it pretty clear. Once they didn't make the playoffs, he was done, yo. Done with baseball, done with the life, done with practice, done with bullpens, and wanted nothing to do with the invite-only showcase. Especially since it was the same day as his prom, which you know he's all about. He definitely was not done with that. He was all about prom. So it's not just our kids. It's us too, right? And you ever notice, like, when you do something for a long time, or you play a sport for a long time, or you don't see a future in it, you burn out. And once you're done, and there's no coming back. Same thing with Jake. When Jake was a senior at that same high school, a new coach came in that year because, frankly, at our school, a new coach comes in every year. Jake comes in senior year, or he's already there. The new coach goes, "You're my guy. You're going to bat leadoff. You're playing center field. You're my captain. You're my guy." And I'm like, damn, good for Jake. This guy's been working so hard his whole life to hear that. And Jake's like, "No, I'm good." So Jake did not play his senior year. He'd already moved on. He wanted to start his life away from baseball. So I was disappointed in that too, but proud of him for the decision. Anyway, what this brings us to is Saturday. I loved watching both those kids play baseball. I loved watching Logan this senior year. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm getting dusty. I'm getting kind of choked up, and I don't. I'm fine with it all. I'm fine with him leaving home. I'm fine with us being empty nesters. I love the kids. I miss the kids. But I got to admit, something was weird was going on. Like, I'm in the stands going, damn, this is it. All those years, man. All those years. Travel ball, little league, practices, private coaching, that freezing our asses off in the stadium, all of it, down to this. But he's like, "I'm not doing it. It's prom. Well, the organizers of the event realize that like three area high schools have prom, so they move the game back several hours. And now Janet, who's run the Booster Club for years, convinces Logs, you got to play. You got to go out there one more time. Man, go out there. Your teammates, the other two seniors are on the team too. It's a big, big honor. Pretty nice stage. Do the right thing. Go out there and play." And what's he going to say? No. So gets his gear together, figures out what he has. I'm out there choking up a little bit. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, dude, I hope this goes well. I know he's going to dot somebody because he always does. There's never been an inning where Logan didn't hit somebody. Luckily for the batter, it never hurts. Because Logan runs it up there like, I don't know, 28 miles an hour. Just kidding, kid. Some of the best days of my entire life. My life. Some of the best things that ever happened in my life didn't have anything to do with me at all. It was watching my kids play ball. And that was the last game ever for either one of them, save a potential alumni game. So, they take the field, and I'm watching this ball. Easily the best ball of the year. It's just a different level of ball. Because you've got the best players from every team in the league. You've got all the first team guys, all the second team guys, all the MVPs, all the best pitchers. I'm like, damn, this is different ball. These are all, not all, but they look like almost all of them are college players. And some D1 guys. So old Logs, who wanted nothing to do with it, who hadn't picked up a ball since the end of the season, gets the call, I think, in the fourth or fifth inning. And I can't lie, man, I'm tight knowing this is his last inning ever. And I don't want this kid to go out on a bad note. I don't want him to get raked. I don't want some kid to turn one around 400 on him. I don't want him to hit four guys. And I want it for him way more than he wants it. Believe me, if he gave up a 500-foot bomb, he'd laugh. And like, hey, time to go to prom. Takes the ball. And luckily, and if you know baseball, you know this, because he had not picked up the ball in a few weeks, he was live, yo. He was live. He was dirty. He was nasty. And he did dot a guy. But he let it all hang out. And got out of the inning. He got back to the bench, scoreless inning. Got back to the bench. And one of the other coaches, they had multiple coaches from the same league, but not his coach. One of the other coaches said, "Yo, dude, you know, you just faced four D1 guys. You faced four D1 commits. Struck out two, didn't allow a run, dotted a guy, and got back to the dugout unscathed." Man, what a great moment. What a great moment. Loved it. Loved it. So all in all, I'm happy as hell he played. I know a few years from now, he will look back and be happy as hell that he played as well. And again, I would be lying if I said that I didn't get a little dusty knowing that that was the last game ever. I bring this story up because I've been telling stories about the kids lately, and I know there are other parents who have experienced this. You know what it's like? And I'm not even like I'm living vicariously through the kid. I know that there is no other level. I know he's not going to be a major leaguer or even a college player, but so many great memories. The high school years of those two kids playing baseball are some of my favorite moments ever, ever. More than anything I've done, more than any show I've hosted, more than any interview I've done. You know how it is. So that was awesome. So glad that he played that game. And I know he is too. All right, so thank you for indulging me. Wanted to share that because that's the last one ever. Ever. And then the all-important baseball banquet tonight because it never ends. Graduation season never ends. 1-800-636-8686. All right, phone line's jumping all of a sudden. I like it. When we come back, let's go to the phones. Congrats to all the kids who made it. There's some big boys, yo. There's some dudes raking. Not only that, there was a home run derby prior to the game. And I saw this one dude. I'm like, holy crap. We don't have anybody like that in our league. It was the opposing team. This same dude came up with bases, with guys on base against Logs. And I'm like, uh-oh. I just seen the kid hit 5 out of the park. Good for Logs. He got him. Dropped down. Guy looked dirty with it. He walked off. I'm like, how you feeling, Logs? He's like, Dad, I am fried. I'm like, good, you're done, man. Get your prom on. Now you're done. Now you're done. That's how you go out. What do you got here, Jack Savage? Clones, not all beef jerky is the same. Logs came off the bump. I jammed a bunch of old Trapper in his pie hole. I'm like, eat it, Log. It was actually the old-fashioned. Old Trapper. Old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Even though he has aged 8 years in the last 8 weeks, Jack Savage has done a nice job today. Credit where credit's due. Running the board for Alvin. The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts right now with savings on select PCs, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, and get deals on select accessories and free shipping on everything. Save right now by calling 877-AS-DELL. 877-AS-DELL. So what do you think the Lakers do tonight? Are they going to extend? They're down 3-0. They've been in every single game. They can't finish. They can't get buckets when they need them. They can't stop Jokic. They can't stop Murray. They can't get it done. They can't finish. So what's going to happen? Do they prolong the inevitable or do they just stop? Haven't checked in with the Big Head yet. I know the Big Head. If I ask him how you play in this one, he would say to me, I'm not. That's my sense. I think I already hit that earlier this morning. This says, man, Jim, thanks for making my mascara run. And I'm not wearing mascara. Scott in the 716. Honestly, I didn't think I would take it that hard. I really didn't. I'm like, cool, cool. And then it just hit me. It all came rushing over me like, wow, that's the last baseball game. That's the last baseball game in this family. I mean, maybe grandkids, but we are a long way off of that. I told you, one of my favorite things ever was the alumni game this year where Jake came back and faced Logan. That was a blast. Logan got him to roll over. So Jake went 2-for-3, but Logan got him. You'll like this, Jack Savage. You know who Jake got a base hit off of? Cooper Berger. Coop was pissed. Coop was first team all league. Coop was our best pitcher. Coop's awesome. I love the kid. Absolutely adore the kid. Great player. He'll play D1 ball. Cooper. And Cooper's tough, man. He's competitive. He's 6'5". He's fierce. And he walks around the mound like it's his mound. and Jake Rome off of Madison, probably beard out, got a knock off him. But Logan got Jake out, which was great. We were talking about it all week long. The two of them were talking crap to each other all week long. And Logan got him to roll over. Easy nubber. Tracy B. Neal writes, stop, please. I'm tearing up as a father of four baseball boys. Yo, Trace, have you done it? Or are you still in it? It's sad, man. It was awesome. Like, Logan had such a great year that none of us saw coming, frankly. Logan would say it to me. In fact, he did say it to me. Yo, Pop, I had no idea I was going to have a year like that. I didn't see that coming. None of us did. But he got in the weight room, and he never left. And then he just, his confidence kept getting better and better and better. And they put him in spots where he was never comfortable, but did well. That was my favorite thing of all. He had never really closed games consistently. And as a closer, they kept running him out there. Bases juiced, second and third, winning run on base, nobody out. And he said to me one day at the end of the year, like, Dad, like, it sucks. I hate it. I don't like doing it. I'm like, yeah, but son, you are doing it. And you're so much better for it. He goes, I know, but you never get comfortable with it. I'm like, yeah, but you do it every single time and you don't blink. And even if it doesn't always work, head up. So I couldn't be more proud of you. Hey, Rome, just because Rogues' baseball career is over doesn't mean we have to be over. Regards, the leather jacket that you wear when it gets below 65. Scott and Crapchester wore Jim Fonzarelli living on. All right, Scotty, couple things here. Number one, that leather jacket is not going to wear itself. Somebody has to wear it. All right? Number two, I don't put it on when it gets below 65. I put it on when it gets below 65. 70's a reach. Listen, man, when you get around here at baseball and the wind starts kicking up and you're in, say, the high 50s, it feels like the 30s if you're a California native. I'm not going to apologize for that jacket, yo. Just because the sun was out doesn't mean that it wasn't cold. How do you know I wasn't sick? How do you know I wasn't running some 104 fever? You don't, do you, Scotty? Stay in your lane, the lane that is Crapchester. I'll wear that damn jacket whenever I want, and I'll wear it again. Rome Town Buffet. Hey, V, I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say. You're down 3-0, V. Give it a rest, dude. Give it a rest. You were talking so much bleep, V. Now you're down 3-0. It's an embarrassment. Stop. You being the high-volume brick artist that you are is not helping anything, dude. You know what you're doing? You're going Darvin Ham on the backboard, except you're doing it from the three-point line. Stop it, V. I mean, stop it, V. And you know what? I bet I'm not the only one who's getting tired of it. Let's see. Let's go to Chris in Southeast Wisco. Chris, what's going on, dude?
Hey, Jim. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, Jim, real quickly here. As per usual, this time of year, we have a multitude of degenerates that litter in our beloved jungle. One in particular is now hiding on Twitter. I want that asshat VD in the fee who earned his way on the washed-up list to listen up. He embarrassed himself and wasted your valuable time with his bandwagon Laker fan takes. He's the same dude that watches the games probably from his beanbag chair and his two-month-old freshly bought Laker bandwagon gear. Probably a jersey with some stupid number like 69 on the back, including Laker game shorts, sweatbands, and even team socks, trying to look like he'll be subbing in at the next dead ball. Enough is enough, little guy. Not surprising your candy ass stopped calling in and got ghost as the Lakers suddenly found themselves buried in a 3-0 hole. And, dude, for the last time, quit saying we. You don't have a locker next to AD and Bron. VD and the fee, your brief run in the jungle is toast, just like the purple and gold. Lastly, Jim, I'm here to own it and show accountability, which is sorely lacking amongst my fellow clones. I left last year's smack off slightly battered and bloodied by a less than epic performance. I admit it. but you'll be relieved to hear I will be back. In fact, you can bet your ass on it. I am the man in the arena. See you on June 30th, Jim. Or Caleb going back-to-back this year, making him the first double chin pin in Smack-Off history. Clones, you can either be great with me or you can watch me be great.
All right, so rack him. Couple things. Chris in Southeast Wisco was kind of a thing. He did proclaim himself a dynasty, which was a mistake. Anything but. Went into the Smack-Off, flamed out, bad experience. But like he just said, I'm here to own it. I know. I will be back. I will be back with a vengeance. True, Chris, if in fact you're invited back. I'm not sure about that right now. You can't come back with a vengeance, or you can't come back with a little something for everybody if you're not invited back. So where does that leave us? Are you in the field or not? Calling V in the fee, VD in the fee, and an asshat is not enough to get you in the Smack-Off field. It's nothing we haven't heard a million times. However, you do have a body of work. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Chris. Because you've been in it, I will put you on the watch list. You're on the watch list. I would say for you to get off of that watch list. See, if you truly are accountable and responsible, you're not going to take offense to that. If you're going to get butthurt that you're not automatically in, then you don't belong in. It's like anybody else. Like you get fired from a job, you go back to the end of the line. Or you don't go right back and get another job. Sometimes you have to work your way back in. My advice to you, dude, I'm going to say, you know, to be transparent, you getting off the watch list is going to be easier than somebody else getting off the watch list because you've already been in the big event. You've already been in the arena. You've already been that guy. You failed in the arena, but you've been in the arena. So I'll do this for you. You're on the watch list. I would imagine one more quality submission gets you back in the field. Or maybe to a golden ticket. Listen, I'm not going to water this thing down. It's for the best of the best. And again, calling VD in the fee, VD in the fee, and an asshat does not make you the best of the best. There's a lot of people doing that right now. You've been trending the wrong way, my guy. Today, I think, was a step in the right direction. Now I need a big swing, a bigger step, so I know that you are, in fact, back and you're ready. But I like what I heard. It was solid. All right, now, this dude, I don't understand at all. This dude calls, and again, he's won the event. He's one of the most famous callers on the program. So he gets a certain amount of leeway. He calls Tommy earlier today. He RSVPs. He wants to confirm the address for the prediction video. I say, good. Jeff in Richmond, he'll make it better. No matter what he does, he'll make it better because he's Jeff in Richmond. But now, he's calling twice in the same day? And this time he wants on the air, but he didn't want on the air before. Like, this whole thing is weird. What the hell? Let's find out. We go to the Commonwealth. Richmond. Jeff in Richmond. Jeff, like, dude, what's going on with you?
Jim, as always, thanks for the vine, and thanks for the time. Now, finally, the dirtiest player in the game has come back to the Jungle Gym. Now, Jungle Gym, I'm not sure who that fake Jeff from Richmond was who called in a couple Fridays ago, but one can only assume that it was none other than the most morally bankrupt clone of them all, Jim. I'm talking about the travesty, mini-me, saddest player in the game, Chris and Crisco. Fist deep in Nabisco, Jim. Now, if the CBS suits back in New York would be so kind as to roll the photo montage of last year's Smack-Off predictions, Jim, if you look behind you, you will see the clown must have went down to the Build-A-Clone workshop, Jim, and purchased the mini Jeff from Richmond starter kit. And included was the not one, not two.
Thank you, Jack.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car. Not a very good car.
Not the real Jeff in Richmond. Took exactly 1 second to realize that was not the real Jeff in Richmond. A lot of fake Jeff in Richmonds. All right, but the real one did call. Off air. And he really did RSVP. Now, that doesn't mean that he'll be here. I think there have been years past where I expected him to show up, where we were led to believe that he would show up, and then he no-showed. I get it. Things happen. You never know. I just know that that was not who he said he was. There are better impersonations than that. All right, come on. Legitimate show. We put in legitimate time. Get it together. Step it up. It's smack-off season. You have all season to suck, not smack-off season. Get it together. Step your game up. By the way, who do you like tonight? Lakers minus three. Lakers minus three. If you like value, you got to like Denver. They've been bigger. They've been better. They've been more clutch. You can get them plus three. They don't want to waste any time. They would love to choke them out on their floor. What do you think is going to happen? How are you going to play that? All right, when we come back, maybe some thoughts on that matchup. How about that? I need an ATP. In fact, Tommy, how are they? ATPs. ATPs are always fun. We'll hit that. Again, I want to thank the XR4TI. Everybody stepping up. Jack Savage doing a nice job. Cindy's a given. She's always got that under control. Tommy, QBing on the other side of the glass. Nice job, dude. And when we come back, some ATPs, maybe some thoughts on Game 4. Do the Lakers prolong the inevitable? You know, for who? For what? So somebody celebrates on your floor. Who cares? You're not going to win the series anyway. We'll see. Here is your sports update. ATP, Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need quickly from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, some ATPs. Not too late to get them in. Hit me up right now. Hey, Jim. All the clones know your XR4TI was the biggest piece of crap that you owned. What is the best car that you've owned? Not necessarily the fastest or best looking, although if it was fast and great looking, that's a bonus, but just a car that you knew was going to start every time and not leave you stranded. Scott in Milton. Trick question, dude. Trick question. I'll tell you what, I'm going to not include the exotics. I had a few stages. Stages that I'm not proud of that I'm not going to share with you. I'm not going to include the exotics. You want to know what was a really reliable car? The car directly after the XR4TI AmeriCorps. The Ford Probe. You remember that car? I went 60-month lease on that car because that's where I was at in my life financially. I paid that thing down for 5 years. Every single month, ripped off one page. Almost never had an issue with that car. Great car. So, exotics aside. And by the way, the exotics, the more complicated they get, the more issues they seem to have, the harder it is to find parts, the more expensive it is to repair. I've got a new car right now that I'm already having all sorts of issues with it. And it's mostly software issues. You can believe that. But back in the day, before there were computers in the cars, we didn't have these issues. Just engine type issues. So I'm going to go with the Ford Probe way back in the day. Jim, do you have any input into the bump music? Or is that all the engineer and producers? Signed Brad in the 360, Cycling Degenerate, wore any Pantera as bump tunes. So now, dude, if it weren't enough that you want to just clog up my inbox with your takes, now you want to program the show. Here's the truth. Once in a while, if I'm feeling a tune, I'll say to Alvy, mix it in, but it's always asking a lot. He'll do it, but begrudgingly, so I leave it alone. It's almost essentially Alvin's full decision. Hey, Tom, you tell me. There are things that go on beyond the other side of the glass that even I don't know about. Does anybody, you're a music guy, does anybody have any input besides Alvin? DJ DeLauro gets not only final say, but essentially all say. What if you hate something? Will he take it out?
Yeah, if I hate something, I will tell him, but he'll ignore me.
All right. Tommy says, I've told him I hate things, and Alvin doesn't care. So, no, the answer is it's Alvin. Matt Mikla, who made you cry the hardest this weekend? Rogan Loam, Logan Roy, or Michael Block? Hashtag RIP Jim Brown. Hashtag succession finish line. Dude, don't wreck it. Here's the thing. Okay, first of all, I didn't cry hard for any of it. I said I got a little dusty at Logan's baseball game. You know what happened? Thanks, Jack. We're off track on Succession. We're not only are we episodes behind, but DJ and I are off track. I'm one episode ahead of her, and I think two episodes behind in real time. Succession is the only show in recent years that we watch the night that it airs, Sunday nights. Like old school back in the day when The Sopranos would air on Sunday, it was like an event. Everybody watched. We didn't do it on demand. We didn't stream. We watched it live. That's how good a show that was. Of course, that was 20 years ago. So I don't know what's going on. And like, by the way, when I'm working at night and I've got Twitter up on one side, all the guys from Succession are always trending. I'm like, damn, I can't watch. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. And don't be a jerk. Don't do it. I don't want to know. I haven't seen it. I'm a few episodes behind. We actually, you know, we started another show. We picked up another show. And you know who recommended the show? My guy, Tony Granato. Tony Granato and Janet had lunch in Wisconsin the day before I got there with a few others. And they were talking shows. Tony said, you know what's a great show? Jury Duty. Jury Duty. And I didn't know it. I hadn't heard of it. So Dodger Jano and I got caught up in Jury Duty. Really enjoyed that show. That was fun. It's not Succession, but it was good. Tony was right. Tony Granato was one of the best guys I've ever met. If Tony says something's good, Tony's right. Dear Jim, since you grew up in SoCal, were you a swell-searching Dawn Patrol dude like Silk? You know, lukewarm waterfalls of Pacific Ocean seawater uncontrollably flowing from both nasal passages during history class. Thanks, JL. In Lincoln City, Oregon, wore Bo Nix, making a Heisman run with the Ducks in 2023. I was never that guy. In fact, I'll be honest. I've only been on a surfboard twice. Waikiki Beach. Never Cali. Went surfing as a kid in Honolulu. Now, I did go to school in Santa Barbara, and a few of my bros, hardcore surfers. Man, these dudes never shut up. Never shut up about the waves. Never. Never. I mean, we'd go out, have a few pops. Like, oh, yo, bro, the swells this morning. And like, they, in great graphic detail, could break down every single wave they rode that day. It was at that point that I decided, like, they were worse than Golf Guy. At that point, I decided I'm not going to ever surf. I don't want to be a part of that. So, no, I was never that guy. I will tell you one thing, though. Nearly drowned once. It was either at Malibu or Paradise Cove. It was Malibu. I went to summer camp one year, in fact, a number of years, and we would go. They would switch back and forth between Paradise Cove and Malibu. If you're in SoCal, you know that. The riptide was insane one summer at Malibu. And I was a kid, and I didn't know how to get out of it. I got caught in a riptide, and I didn't know how to swim out of it. And I just kept swimming and swimming. I literally thought I was going to die. I thought I was dead and didn't know enough to ask for help. And there were people not that far away, and I'm like, hey, I'm Mark Spitz. I'll just swim right out of this. I was a little kid who had no clue. Didn't know what angle to take. Didn't know how to get out of it. Luckily, some Baywatch dude came flying out and dragged me out of there. But I thought I was dead. Maybe that's why I didn't surf. And I'm a pretty good swimmer. Hey, Jim, I listened to your show for a while now. I honestly never checked out the podcast. I listened to the Reinvention podcast over the weekend. I caught the one where you flew solo and talked about how never giving up on yourself and your dreams. I am pursuing my bachelor's in sports management at 44 years old, having a hard time, second-guessing myself. Then I listened to you, and I am now more energized than ever, ready to run through a wall for the degree. Love the show and the podcast. Keep up the great work, Jimmy. Dan in Portland. Hell yes, Dan. Love that. Hey, can I tell you something else? Somebody found my home address from Vegas and sent me a letter about the Reinvention podcast and said, I don't want to say what he said, but I got a letter from another guy saying something similar. I'm 55, Rome. I've been listening to the podcast. We actually get on Zoom calls and we discuss the podcast. Hey, Dan, dude, I'm so proud of you. That is awesome. Stay on it. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices, their excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Kareem Jackson, Mike Vorkunov. Good job, Jack Savage, the XR4TI. See you tomorrow. We're out.